Mesachs Klein Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav until Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis. We learned a couple of Mishnahs ago that if somebody has a field planted with one type of green vegetable and he wants to plant a row of another green vegetable, another green plant in that field. So there was an argument there, but for now we'll assume that if you leave 6 tefachim in between the row and the field, it's okay. And then you can plant that row there. Now our Mishnah talks about Deluin. Gourds, and as we have seen already a few times, gourds grow very extensively and they entangle with other produce, and therefore often they need to be distanced more than other produce would need to be. That's point number one. Point number two is that in general, when leaving distances between a field, a large group of a particular produce, so the distance which needs to be left in between there and another produce is going to be larger than the distance between one seed and another seed, because it's much more significant and noticeable. So the case of our Mishnah is Hoisas Adehu Zeruah B'Tzalim. If somebody's field was planted with onions, and for the sake of simplicity, we're going to imagine a field which is very long but narrow. So it's one long field. Muvakish Leta B'Secha Shruz Shel Deluin. He wants to plant in that field rows of gourds. So they will eventually be set out as onions, and then gourds, and then onions, then gourds, across the length of the field. Now firstly, because Deluim have more strict laws because of how they grow, so the distance left between them and the onions needs to be greater than what it normally does, so it's going to be more than 6 tefachim. And as well as that, one can only plant gourd in an onion field if it's not considered a gourd field. Because if it's considered a gourd field, then that's already like two things counting against it. Number one, that it's a field, so it needs a much larger distance left in between it and another produce. And also the fact that it's Deluim. It's a species which grows a lot and gets entangled. So because of this, the way to make sure that it's not considered a gourd field is that there can't be too much gourd which is next to itself, within one area. So let's see, according to Rabbi Yishmael says, and just before we see what he says, when you refer to a row in this Mishnah, we're referring to four amos. Four amos of the length of the field. And it will be helpful if you look at the diagram while we're adding this Mishnah. Says Rabbi Yishmael, Oikosh Teshuros, he should uproot two rows of onions. So if one row is four amos, then he is now uprooting eight amos of onions. So there's eight amos of empty space, v'neteshru achas, and in that eight amos, in the middle of that eight amos, he should plant one row of gourds. So the middle four amos out of the eight amos are now planted with gourd, and on either side of the gourd, between the gourd and the onion, is two amos. And then u'maniach kamas b'tzalim b'mekom sh'teshuros, he leaves onions standing in the area of the next two rows, so the next eight amos are planted with onions, as they have been until now, and then you go on to the next eight amos, v'okei sh'teshuros, you uproot two rows, you uproot eight amos of onions, v'neteshur achas, and again you plant the middle row, the middle four amos, with gourd. So as well as the fact that the distance between the gourd and the onion is two amos, which is actually pretty much double the 6 tefachim, which in general needs to be left in between them. But as well as that, according to Yishmael, it's important that there isn't too much gourd within one space. So if you do the calculations and you look at the diagram, you'll see that each patch of gourd is separated by 12 amos. Think about it. There's now 4 amos, let's say, of gourd, and then there's a 2 amos gap, plus 8 amos planted of onions. That makes 10 altogether, plus 2 amos gap, and then you get to the gourd. So the one patch of gourd is at least 12 amos away from the other patch of gourd. So therefore it's not considered a gourd field, it's just considered like gourd seeds which are planted in the onion field. So as long as the requisite distance and gaps are left, it will be permitted to plant it like this. Now Rabbi Akiva is more lenient. And according to Rabbi Akiva says, Oikesh Teshuros, you should uproot two rows, meaning you should uproot eight amos of the onion field. And then, instead of just planting the middle four amos with gourd, you should v'neteash teshuros. You could plant the entire eight amos with gourd. U'maniach komas b'tzalim b'mekom sh'teshuros. And you should leave the next eight amos, the next two rows, with standing onions as they have been until now. And then you go on to the next eight amos, v'neteash teshuros. You uproot two rows. You uproot eight amos of onions, v'neteash teshuros. And you literally replace them, plant the two rows, those eight amos, with gourd. So the gourd is actually right next to the onions. What's separating them? So the answer is the same thing that separates any row which is planted in a different field, and that's what we saw a couple of Mishnayos ago, where there needs to be a furrow of 6 tefachim between the row and the field. But if you recall, according to Rabbi Akiva, that furrow does not need to go through the entire field. You could just have that at the beginning. That's enough of a recognizable separation between the onions and the gourds. Now, as well as Rabbi Akiva requiring a smaller separation between the gourds and the onions, he also requires a smaller separation between one patch of gourd and the other patch, the next patch along. Because according to this arrangement, one patch of gourd is separated only by the eight amos of the onions in between them. So whereas, according to Rabbi Ishmael, in order for it not to be considered a gourd field, there had to be 12 amos separating each patch of gourd. According to Rabbi Akiva, 8 amos is enough, and it is still not considered a field of gourds, and therefore this arrangement is still allowed. V'chachom emrim v'chachom say, and they basically agree with Rabbi Ishmael on one point and Rabbi Akiva on the other point. They agree with Rabbi Ishmael that there needs to be at least 12 amos in between each patch of gourd, so that it's not considered a gourd field. However, they agree with Rabbi Akiva that only the furrow is necessary as the separation, and you do not need 2 amos of separation. So the chachom say, if there isn't between each row, each patch of gourd, and the next patch, 12 amos, then you cannot keep and maintain the seeds of onions which are in between them, because the onions would be kelayim with the gourds. And as we explained, according to the chachomim, and you can see this in the third diagram for this Mishnah, they would allow you to have 4 amos of gourds, and then a separation of 12 amos, but all those 12 amos could be planted with onions, and then you plant gourd right next to that, as long as it's separated by the furrow, which would be 6 tefachim wide, at least at the beginning of the field. Mishnah Zion, final Mishnah of the Perek, and we're continuing to discuss about a delaas, a gourd, and you'll recall that at the end of the second Perek, we discussed the distances which need to be left when planting one seed next to a group of another species. Now, delaas is considered a yorok, a green plant, a green vegetable, and therefore delaas b'yorok. If somebody wants to plant one seed of gourd in a field of another vegetable, another green plant, then k'yorok, it has the halachos of a yorok, and therefore the distance which needs to be left is 6 tefachim. Uvisvur, and if you want to plant one gourd seed in a grain field, so we saw there that the halacha is that if you want to plant one seed of a green plant in a grain field, then you need to leave Beis Rova, the area of a Beis Rova, where you can plant a quarter of a kav of seeds, and the point of the last two lines is to show that the last is considered a yorok. So that is when planting one individual seed of a gourd. But as we have seen a couple of times already, what if, let's say, he wants to plant an entire row of gourd in the field? So then the row is much more distinct, much more recognizable, much more neat, and therefore a smaller separation, a smaller distance is necessary, at least according to the first opinion of our Mishnah, because since it's more distinct, it looks less like it's mixed up with the rest of the produce, the other species, and because of that, if his field was planted with grain, and he requests, he wants to plant in there a row of gourds, so here, since he's planting an entire row, it's much more distinctive, and he should give for it, for its work, meaning that the area around a row of gourds, which is needed in order to work the gourds, to treat the ground around it, that area is 6 tefachim, which is less than a Beis Rova. 6 by 6 tefachim would be less than that. And again, the reason why a smaller distance is necessary is because the row is more distinct than just an individual seed. But still, vim higdilo, if it did grow and went into that distance, so the gap is now not fully a gap, it's filled up with a bit of the gourd, then yakam ufaneho, you should uproot it from in front of it, meaning you should cut it back and make sure that the gap is totally a gap and not filled with any of the gourd's branches. Now, this is all according to the Tanakama. However, Rabbi Yossi says, Nosin la'avidosa arba amos. You give for the sake of working this row of gourds, meaning the distance which you need to leave in between the gourd and the rest of the field, is arba amos, 4 amos, which is a much larger distance than just 6 tefachim. So the Chachom asked Rabbi Yossi, Omrulei, they said to Rabbi Yossi, Hasach mzomen ha-gefen, should this be more strict than a vine? In general, the kilayim, which applies to a vineyard, and if a species is mixed with a vine, the halachas are more strict. First and foremost, it's forbidden to benefit from kilayim of a vineyard, whereas you could benefit from kilayim of other species. And we'll see later on in the Masechta the different stringencies involved in a vineyard's kilayim. And actually, the Mishnah later on says that the distance which needs to be left after a row of a vine is just 6 tefachim. So if that distance is 6 tefachim, then the kilayim of a gourd, which you could benefit from, and is generally more lenient than kilayim of a vineyard, the distance should definitely be no more than 6 tefachim. However, Amar Lahen, he said back to them, that's not true, because Motzinu Shezoich Hamer Man HaGefen. We've already found that this is more strict than a vine. Because when it comes to an individual vine which is planted, one seed, Nosin Mavidos Shishat Fachim, the distance which needs to be left is 6 tefachim. But like we saw in the beginning of the Mishnah, over the last Yechides, when it comes to a gourd, which is an individual gourd seed, no zlobes reva. A distance of a base reva is necessary, which is more than 6 tefachim. And what Rabbi Yossi is trying to say is that it's all very nice that the prohibition of kilayim of a vineyard is a stronger prohibition. However, in terms of the kilayim halachas, we need to look at the reality. Not how strong the prohibition is, but how much these things grow, how much they entangle, how much it looks like kilayim. And so in that regard, we should certainly be more strict when it comes to a gourd. Now the perek ends off with two, or really one, but with two versions of a very strict halacha, and that is Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, "Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, kol shloisha delurim levei se'ah. Any time where there are three gourd seeds planted in a base se'ah, then lo yavizel hashom, you cannot plant anything else in that area." Meaning that the distance which one needs to leave from an individual gourd seed is a third of a base se'ah. That's equivalent to 8 times 1 base reva. So that's a huge amount, but it doesn't stop there, because there's a slightly different version. Rabbi Yosef ben Achitif Efrosi says, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael changed his opinion at some point, so these two different Tanoim heard different things from him. And according to this version, Kol Shlosh Adzorim Luin Veis Kur, any time where there are three gourds within the area of a Beis Kur, which is 30 times a Beis Sa'ah, you cannot bring any other seed into that area. Meaning that the distance you have to leave after an individual gourd seed is a third of a Beis Kur. That's 10 times a Beis Sa'ah. So that's a huge stringency which applies to a Delas because of the way it grows and gets entangled with other species. The next four parakim until the end of Perek Zayin discuss a particular type of kilayim of the field, and that is kilei akerem, kilayim which are planted in a vineyard or next to vines, and in general the distance which has to be left between an individual vine or a few individual vines and another species is 6 tefachim. However, if there are lots of vines there such that it is a vineyard, then you can only plant another species there if you distance it at least by 4 amos. Now the main focus of our Mishnah now is planting in between two vineyards. If you plant in between two vineyards, then it looks like it's literally mixed with the vineyard. So we need to be much more careful when doing so, and therefore only if there's enough space which isn't planted in the middle of that vineyard, such that the new species which you plant is going to be considered a field in and of itself, only then would you be able to do it. So the Mishnah says, Karachas Akerem, an empty part of a vineyard, and as the Mishnah will tell us later on in this Mishnah, this is referring to a case where the middle vines of a vineyard have either been uprooted or they've dried up, and now there are only vines surrounding an empty area in the middle. There don't have to be vines on all directions. The same would apply if there was vines which were only left on two opposite sides. But be it as it may, there needs to be 24 amos in between the remaining vines for you to be able to plant in that area. And the reason for Bishamai is as follows. The first distance which we need to take into account is the normal 4 amos which you need to leave empty and not plant between the vineyard and the other species. So that's 4 amos on either side, so now we come to 8 amos altogether. So 8 amos between the two vineyards cannot be planted. But once you leave 4 amos on either side, you should be able to plant in the middle. However, as we said before, when you're planting in between two different vineyards, you can only do so if this is considered a distinct and significant field in and of itself. Now, according to Beis Shammai, an area of 8 by 8 amos is considered a significant field. However, we need to add two significant fields, because since this area which he's planting is in between two different vineyards, each side of the vineyard requires that the other species is a significant field, which means that you need an area of two significant fields, so 2 times 8 amos, which is 16 amos altogether, and that's the area in which you can plant. So to summarize, you've got a vineyard, you've got a few vines, let's say, on one side of this area, and other vines on the other side. First, you leave 4 amos unplanted, and that's on either of the edges. And then if you've got 16 amos in the middle, then you can plant that whole area, which is now considered two significant fields, such that those two significant fields can be planted even in between two vineyards. However, they still say 16 amos, you only need 16 amos in between the two vineyards, or the two sides of the vineyards, in order to plant there, because according to Beis Hillel, a significant field is only 4 by 4 amos, which means that two significant fields is going to be 8 amos long. So you leave 4 amos on either side unplanted, and then plant 8 amos, so altogether that makes 16 amos, 8 of which are planted. So as we explained, the reason for these distances is because you need the area of two significant fields other than the 4 amos left on either side. It follows, therefore, that with regards to mechol hakerem, which literally means a circle around a vineyard, referring to a wall which is built around a vineyard, but the truth is it would apply even if there's a wall or a fence which is near to a vineyard on one side, let's say, doesn't actually have to surround it. The point is that if you want to plant something in between that fence and the vineyard, you want to plant another species, because there's a vineyard only on one side, you're only going to need the area of one significant field. So with Shamai, maybe Shamai say Sheshesre Amma, you can only plant another species there if there's an area of 16 Amos between the fence and the vineyard. Why 16 Amos? So you need 4 Amos distance, which will be left unplanted, and that's the 4 Amos which are right next to the vineyard. As well as that, whenever you had a fence, you wouldn't really plant right next to the fence. One of the reasons being that when you want people to walk next to the fence, because if people walk a lot on the ground right next to a wall or a fence, so that fence becomes much firmer in the ground. So it would be quite rare to plant right next to a fence. And therefore 4 Amos need to be left away from the fence. And then a field, a distinct field, so that it's clear that you're not planting as part of the vineyard. And according to Reish Shammai, a significant field is considered 8 Amos. So you've got 4 on either side, plus 8 in the middle, which makes 16 Amos altogether. And again, the reason why you need this distance is because otherwise it looks like you're planting species as part of the vineyard. So you've got to show that you're planting it as a separate field in and of itself. On the other hand, Beis Hillel says, Shtemisre Amma, you only need 12 Amos, because according to Beis Hillel, a significant field is 4 Amos, not 8 Amos. So according to Beis Hillel, it comes out that there's 4 Amos, which is the distance which needs to be left from a vineyard. Then 4 Amos of this new species, which is considered a significant field, and that is planted. And then another 4 Amos, which isn't planted. And that's the area which is generally anyway not planted, the 4 Amos next to the fence. So we've explained what Karachas HaKerem and Mechol HaKerem refer to, but now the Mishnah itself, we'll see that inside. Ve'ezayu Karachas HaKerem, what is considered Karachas HaKerem? Kerem Shechor V'Mentzoi, it's a vineyard which has been destroyed, or the vines in the middle are no longer there, they've been removed. Im Shom Sheshesre Amma, if there's not an area of 16 Amos in between the vines on either side of the field, and that's following Beis Hillel's opinion, then Leov Zer LaShom, he cannot bring any seeds into there, he can't plant anything there. Because it won't be considered a significant field, which means it will be just considered as part of the main field there, the vineyard, and therefore it would be Kelayim. However, Hayusham Shishri Amma, if there was 16 Amos there, then Nosin Avidosai, you give each of the vineyards the area of its Aveda. The Aveda refers to the distance which needs to be left because of the area which is worked for that vineyard. So when they would plow, they would use an area of 4 Amos next to the vineyard. So that's why this area, this distance which needs to be left from the vineyard itself, is known as the Aveda, which literally means work, because that's the area of the land which was worked for the sake of the vineyard. So once you've left the Aveda on either side of the vineyards, then Vizoreas HaMosar, you can actually plant the rest of it, the remaining 8 Amos in this case, with a different species. Mishnah Beis, Ezu Mechol HaKerem, what is considered Mechol HaKerem? Ben Kerem Lagoda, that's the area in between a vineyard and a fence. In Ein Shom Shtemisre Amma, if there are not 12 Amos there, according to Beis Hillel, it would be 16 according to Beis Shammai, then Leov Zer LaShom, you cannot bring any other seed there, meaning you cannot plant another species there, because it would just be considered secondary to the actual vineyard, and as such it would be considered Kelayim. But Hoyushom Shtemisre Amma, if there was there 12 Amos in between the fence and the vineyard, then Nisim Avidosai, you should give it Tzavoda, you should designate 4 Amos next to the vineyard, which will be left unplanted, Vizereas HaMosar, and you can plant the rest of the area, and in fact you can even plant the area right next to the fence. There just has to be that distance there, because usually it's not planted. But once you've got the distance, then you can actually plant right next to the fence, as long as there's 4 Amos left away from the vineyard.